Radio Student, one of the best radios in Slovenia region. We are offering you a lot of good music and a lot of new news. Thank you very much for listening us.
What do you think of life in Rojna?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Pizza.
Nedelja. Ponedeljak.
Erasmus on Air.
Hello, I am a student, Gašper Stojc at University of Ljubljana, specialty ethnology and cultural anthropology, and I am here with you today to discuss about youth and milestones and transitions, characteristics to different generations and our own in particular. The reason I'm going to talk about this exhibition is that me and my colleagues made at Slovenian Ethnographic Museum this month as part of our own practical courses. A few facts about it. We are the first generation of students at our own department had the privilege to develop and realize such a project. The idea of the exhibition was a consequence of the cooperation between our department with the Slovenian Ethnographic Museum. And our project is actually a parallel to another exhibition called Vrata, which means the door. Also, our exhibition is made in such a way so it would be easily understood by all the generations, although the main focus is youth today. And finally, the exhibition is really personal itself. Through our photos and items, we present personal events that we see as milestones or transitions for ourselves. We try to provoke the visitors to find meanings for themselves and possibly to extract what is important to them, to become aware of the diversity of perspectives in terms of understanding transitions, and for those who are not our age to find the differences that occurred between the generations. And not to forget, you can see the exhibition until September, and the tickets for students are for free. Why did we choose this topic, and what is the meaning of the title of the exhibition? Since we are students of anthropology and the idea of the exhibition follows anthropological trends, I will give you a little reflection on this field. Anthropology is the study of what makes us human. Through their approach, anthropologists try to understand different aspects of the human experience, which we call holism. One of the most important aspects that anthropology focuses on is the transitions of the face, of one face to another in individuals' lives and in the society as well. A transition that leads to further change and marks the formation of something new, which can vary in character. So this concept can be found in the titles of the two exhibitions, Vrata, the door, or the which is preceding ours, and Ustopil sam, I entered. This is our exhibition. I entered from one period to another, and in between are symbolical doors that open the way to changes in life. However, our ideas are focused on our society, since we are aware that the way youth is perceived varies from the culture to culture, and we cannot claim that our examples are accurate in meaning to other cultures. I would also like to point out a view of high school philosophy teacher and speaker on our opening night, Sandy Zweck, who exposed that usually a bigger transition in life is a rejection of passage, decline of going through the door that everybody went through. Anyways, youth culture forms itself in accordance to certain trends that every individual chooses to follow. But these trends differ from generation to generation. What is more, the changes in the society in general influence the interests and somehow dictates in what direction the adolescent's transitions could possibly go. Now, let's turn and look to some examples in the past. To begin with, the late 70s are a period characterized by the occurrence of the so-called baby slump in the UK, caused by the poor economic conditions and more widespread family planning. At the time when the children of the late 70s were already entering the adolescence, the demographic shift was seen to have a big impact on the crime statistics and educational system. But the biggest attention was paid on the commerce, where the shift was seen to carry huge implications for businesses and economic policy. And this generation was perceived to be more susceptible to influence by fashion trends, to be lovers of brands and so on. Adding in other factors such as increasing youth unemployment and higher tuition fees on the one hand, and the decrease of the number of young people on the other, were possible problems to youth magazines and clothing retailers. And this can be accepted as true at least for the last 50 years. In Britain, since the late 1950s, the close connection between consumerism and youth is characteristics for and major part of the economy. This is the time when the figure of a teenager was created, and the teenager consumer, an influential report by Mark Abrams, was published. In his report, Abrams writes about the first post-war baby boom, a period of high youth wages, and the appearance of the first rock and roll wave. He itemized a variety of products such as magazines, drinks, records, clothing, and cosmetics, and concluded all that as a distinctive teenage spending for distinctive teenage ends in a distinctive teenage world. The term teenagers come from the United States and started to be popular even earlier, in the 1930s. But American-style consumerism started to pervade British youth life as well as other European countries a little bit later. All this worked as a response to the demographics as well as developments in young culture. Interesting is what was happening in the United States during the 1930s, when young people were more of a problem than seen as a market. It was the time of the depression in Europe and political polarization caused by it. Roosevelt's democratic government at that time was conscious about what was going on, and through different programs tried to keep adolescents in schools or federal projects. As a result of this was the further growth in popularity of peer group culture, which began to tie up and spread swing culture on nationwide level. After the hot jazz in the 1920s, swing brought a complete new lifestyle package, with own different clothes, language, and dances. In Europe, it was before the war when swing was popular, and countries like France, England, and Nazi Germany, and it actually was a progressive American import. This was a new kind of democratic consumerism, which was playing the role of an exit for those caught between fascism and communism. The 1940s in America are characterized by convulsive changes that affected young people. The appearance of different movements such as Zoot Suit riots in Los Angeles, Detroit race riots, various street gangs and others, though some of this was a more or less media hype, caused the mobilization of millions of people to join the war industries. The main wartime events were the frantic scenes at Frank Sinatra concerts and the really fast success of a woman magazine called 17, which talked directly to its readers, and it was the main promoter of teen products, articles about democracy, or tips connected to dealing with parents. In autumn 1944, the term teenager was already generally used. The youth model included pleasure seekers who lived in the moment and traveled around the destroyed Europe, and committed consumers, which role was to dictate the market. In this, a big part of the young people could find some hope for the future. All these basic examples from the past provide an image of how trends work and how youth trends tend to respond to them, although the ideas differ from generation to generation. Certain patterns of similarities and response could be seen. If we talk about today, pop culture, once considered peripheral, is now completely part of all levels of society. One may claim that today youth has lost their exclusiveness to some point. But on the other hand, if we compare to the 60s and 70s, the relationship between generations nowadays is much easier and possible. The way media presents youth today is either by idolizing it or the opposite. Nonetheless, we should not forget that there's a difference between the social construction and the biological state of adolescence. There comes the point when young pull away from our families and start to enter the world, which was not primarily created by us. We begin to form what is wrong and what is right alone, having our own conscience and looking for ways that changes can occur, though assuring our future. That idea was presented by us in our exhibition, which was separated into three parts. The first one, "S Vami," or "With You," is focused on transitions and milestones that happen to us while being surrounded by our family, our society, and we were in a way dependent, since the second part is "Us," or "S Nami," entering the world, experiencing and building up our own views and opinions. The third section seals up the process of making the exhibition and works itself as a transition and a milestone, presenting youth in action when some point of freedom from expression is given to them. And finally, the three parts build a whole, which is characterized by holism, the intimate interconnection of the parts that cannot be understood or exist independently from the whole. That is our exhibition. Different rites of passage, different milestones can be held responsible for different personalities. With our exhibition, we wanted people to realize that they are the ones creating their own life, even if some milestones were given to them by society, like prom. It doesn't mean they cannot make their own, for example, a passage to a self-reliant community. Basically, the whole exhibition is a rite of passage for the 11 students who worked on it and created their first impact in the world of museums. Exactly what it seems. Danes sem bil z vami Gašpor Stojc, pravkar pa poslušate Samuela Bluza, ki se nam je pritružil tudi na otvoritvi razstave. Poglejte ga še kje.
What do you think of life in Rojna?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Peter. Nedelja. Ponedeljak.
Erasmus on air.